The turbulent saga surrounding a bylaw-breaking cannabis facility on Dunning Avenue in Aurora may have come to an end, with the building's owners withdrawing their land tribunal appeal. The medical marijuana facility had been operating for years, despite the frustrations of some nearby residents and the town charging the owner and tenant with breaking its bylaws in October 2022. In November of this year, the property owner, 2,209,640 Ontario Limited, submitted an appeal to the Ontario Land Tribunal. That came after the town's Committee of Adjustment had rejected a variance application to allow the facility to remain in place in October. A merit hearing date was set to be held on February 11th into the case, but has been cancelled now the appeal has been withdrawn. The business has been operating for more than 4 years, with the town first receiving complaints about it in July 2020, according to a town staff report. Residents complained about the smell of cannabis being vented from the building, with Ward 1 Cown. Ron Wees previously telling Bradford Today and Innisfil Today affiliate Aurora Today that some residents had moved away from the area because of it. It's good to know that our bylaws are being upheld, because it's important for all of our residents, no matter whether they're there or anywhere else, to know that we have bylaws, and we're prepared to enforce them, he added after the appeal was withdrawn. Even though it may take a long time to do so, the result is important. A Ministry of Public and Business Service Delivery Profile report states that the director of 2,209,640 Ontario Limited, located at 3200 Lloydtown Aurora Road in King, is Victor W. Priestley. The property owners were convicted of breaking the town's bylaws in Ontario court in November, with Justice of the Peace Linda DiBartolo issuing a 2-year probation order. The order is effective until November 14, 2026.